How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a man who began one of the greatest voyages ever undertaken just to realize a boyhood dream. But first, a word from your announcer. He knows what he's talking about. Now step with me behind the scenes to the swaying deck of an ancient Spanish ship. Standing upon the deck near the after port rail, we see the captain of the little vessel. His stance is that of a veteran sailor as he sways with the rise and fall of the vessel. The commander noted his position upon the plotting sheet spread out on the table before him. He set his course west-northwest, checking his compass. By his computations, he was a little south of his dead reckoning position. The mainland of Asia, or at least some inhabited island, should lay not too far ahead. The ship was foul and leaked badly. The seams of the warped and blistered deck began to open. The frayed sails couldn't be repaired. The rudder was so heavy with barnacles that the crew could hardly steer. The men lolled about the deck, unable to work to speed the ship across the listless sea. With long, matted beards, with torturing, swollen joints, with death walking among them, only the constant murmur of the sea slipping astern gave them hope and courage to go on. Night came and went, and another blazing sun bore down upon the starving, weary men. One morning, as the rising sun glowed upon the ragged topsails, the little ship was shocked to life. A feeble cry fell from the maintop. Land! Land! The incredible shout ran through the ship as the men rose to hang upon the bulwarks. A few of the stronger sailors climbed the weather rigging and gazed to westward. Off on the starboard bow appeared a dark shape. Soon the lookout could make out the shapes of other islands in the distance. Every leaping minute brought newer, clearer sights. The sea ahead began to swarm with tiny sailboats, all speeding toward them. The strange craft sailed close to the wind, their narrow hulls sustained by outriggers. The jabbering, brown-skinned natives cut by them, tacked and turned. The little ships of the fleet moved slowly into an anchorage just off the shore of the island. The anchors splashed downward, throwing a spray over the crowded canoes. Over the bulwarks of the ship swarmed the naked savages, jabbering like curious monkeys. They helped themselves to anything they could lift, buckets, knives, odds and ends of clothing. The men drove at the savages, finally sending them back over the side. The Spaniards lowered their boats and rowed madly in the van of the retreating natives. They were starving, weather-worn skeletons, driven on by the promise of food and water, even daring to face the wild savages. The commander, himself hardly able to stand, guided one of the boats. The warriors manned the beach, and war spears fell among the boats of the Spaniards. But before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. The sailors dived to the bottom of their boats as the spears fell among them. Stone cannonballs from the anchored ships lay down a barrage, driving the natives back into the jungle. That night, as the commander of the little fleet wrote in his logbook, he named the island Ladrones, the island of thieves. This name endured for centuries. The sea rover, who had dreamed of discovering and adventuring in faraway lands, had landed upon the island we now call Guam. His name was Ferdinand Magellan. This is Knox Manning, inviting you to join me again tomorrow at the same time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.